Yeah, I'll be able to sync that up. It's just like all right. Whatever. All right, welcome to the fourth episode of the official podcast. We're your hosts, Jackson.
Thank you for tuning into the Jackson show.
Everyone else is gone.
This isn't the Power Rangers. Just introduce us.
I should have told you guys that I was going to do that. Andrew.
What you guys don't know is none of us are here. Jackson's cobbling all of our old audio together. He's talking to himself.
I'm Jackson.
The podcast is a dead marionette that he makes dance with old audio. Keeps it fresh.
Once the episode's over, he breaks down and cries.
We've got Andrew. That's Andrew. We've got Charlie. Charlie, hi. Say hi. Did Charlie say hi?
Did I disconnect?
Say hi.
Oh, all right, hi.
All right, Kaya. We got Kaya.
Hi.
Why are we doing this like an elementary school show right here? Like,
because I figured like we may as well introduce ourselves four
Andrew,
episodes in.
My favorite subject is lunch, and I have two dogs.
I'm 25, I hate my dad.
I'm a dad, I hate 25s.
There's all a right. joke, I don't really have a dad.
All right.
Let me start. Okay.
Let's fucking start this podcast.
That was a start.
To do.
All right, Jackson, give us the questions you were talking about doing.
No, can we just talk for a bit before we just launch into these shitty questions?
All right, Jackson.
Shitty questions?
Baby feelings?
Wow.
Whoa.
Damn,
what are you...
Dude.
Yeah, okay,
Kaya wants
me.
To get straight into the butt fucking.
Jesus.
You're like, no, can we cuddle first?
I'm not okay with you talking shit about our fans like that.
Shitty questions? What the fuck is that about, Jackson?
Wow.
Favorite kicking
it's
Jackson
almost
out of the podcast.
It's almost like
What next, Jackson? You're gonna just project all your shit onto us? Claim we hate fat women too?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
Next you're gonna say you don't know anything about wrestling.
Well, that's true. That was last episode's content. Move on, Andrew.
Turn that around on ya.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Stop bringing up the past. Alright, so
enough.
How have our weeks been? What have you guys been up to? Charlie, you saw Rogue One.
Yeah, that was...
That was
yeah.
a highlight
what have
of
been
week.
Up to since
actually,
last episode?
Rogue... What am I... my thoughts
mediocre.
Scrambled.
Are you retarded?
It had such an impression on you.
Well, yeah, it was so bad, but,
It was mediocre!
Well, yeah,
it's not
bad,
so bad.
It's pretty shit. When I saw Rogue One, I saw it at this podunk church called the Radiant Church, and they have one screen there. And what was really cool about this is it was $8 and they couldn't fit the movie on the screen, so the entire top half of the movie was cut off and you could only see the mouths of the characters for the first like 30 minutes before they shuffled us to another theater.
Maybe right, that's why it was bad.
Oh my god.
Is that why the first 30 minutes were boring for you?
I mean, that's probably why, yeah. It was like watching the annoying orange Star Wars version for every character.
Oh, wow, Jesus that's Christ. A reference.
Yeah, you
holy
like that?
Shit.
We're going way yeah. back for the dankness.
Damn.
Oh, man, speaking of that, have you guys seen the Fred movie?
Yeah, oh, my God, dude, Fred's...
Oh,
Fred.
Can you believe when there was that duck in his lap? That was so funny.
Oh, didn't he collab with Jenna Marbles?
Didn't he rape and murder
atheist?
That eight-year-old?
The amazing...
Oh, my God. I hate you, Andrew.
Charlie, you and me wanted to just talk shit about YouTubers. Can we just drop the pretense and just do that?
Yeah. Yo, for real.
Well, that was episode 2 to a degree.
Yeah, look at all the views that one got. Let's do it again.
Episode 2's not up yet.
I'm foretelling.
I mean, it was up and we won a lot of awards.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
Andrew got some hate again. Damn.
I like the comment in episode 2 that said Kaya has broad shoulders.
Oh man, I like the one that said Kaya should kill himself.
Join ISIS.
In Turkish, so you knew it was real.
No, then
you
it
said
would be
thanks,
killing me.
Did you guys
no, for real, Charlie and me
about...
were...
Yeah, okay. Go on.
Charlie and I were just talking about how funny it would be if those two or three or four, whoever we talked about, would retaliate in any way.
Oh, you're talking about when we were talking about the other YouTuber, when you told the story with Leafy and...
Wow, that was an Inception-style sentence, Charlie. You're gonna have to be a little simpler with me. What?
You know, Charlie...
My thoughts are super scattered right now.
Charlie, yeah, if people are picking YouTube fights with you, then how tough are they going to be when they find out your last name and address, huh?
Oh, God.
Charlie, what would you do if Leafy, with all of his 60 pounds of glory, would show up at your door and challenge you to fisticuffs?
Oh, man, there's...
What if you could go back in time and fist fight Leafy?
When he was even smaller? Do you think you could take Keemstar? Because he's kind of fat. All he would really have to do is get a good grip on you and then just let himself fall on you.
That'd be game over. I don't know why you're painting it just on me. You're involved in this too. You're a YouTuber. You're the most popular Turkish YouTuber there is, Kaya.
You know, knowing Turkey, true. I think that's a correct statement.
Kaya just passed 10,000 subscribers. Let's all congratulate him on this
baby.
Milestone.
Woo, good job, Kaya.
I like to imagine the reason Kaya is the only Turkish YouTuber is because everyone else is too afraid.
At 15, Kaya
is a symbol of hope.
For everyone,
like the Rogue One of Turkey.
I mean, Kaya's got a fucking code breaker on standby in his living room, just monitoring the radio waves for if someone's listening in.
Kaya, we need to get you to the bunker.
Every 4 minutes, Kaya glances at him and he gives him a little thumbs up.
Just looking out the window. At the corner of the street to see the SWAT truck.
He just taps Kai on the shoulder, like whispers, and he's like, that flower van's been out there for 6 hours.
No, that's not how they do it, silly. They just kick your door and beat the shit out of you and claim you're a terrorist. Not to give away our patented Turkish methods, but yeah.
A podcast.
They're like, he's got a gun.
He's got a podcast.
He's got
a freedom speech.
He's got amendments. Get him.
Okay, enough.
Cross the line.
Don't talk
about
me.
I'm sorry, we don't
rights.
All live in fucking Australia where the mayor's a wallaby, Jackson.
Yeah, that'd Jackson, cool. Fuck you, no, your Sunshine Coast and Rainbow Road.
When was the last time
our
you
government,
saw an actual person?
Our government is, like, well known to be fucked up. Not as fucked up as Turkey, but still fucked up. I mean...
Fuck you.
Be careful.
Our government is great.
Be careful slinging turkey insults in these parts.
We don't take kindly to batshit in turkey around here.
So anyway, Charlie, would you win or not?
Against who?
Both of them, I don't know. You and me, versus Leafy and Keemstar.
The tag team WrestleMania showdown.
This weekend at SummerSlam. Yeah.
Okay,
in a YouTube throwdown
on.
Match.
You, me, Andrew and Jackson versus Keemstar, Leafy, Markiplier, and PewDiePie. Who wins?
The winner gets 10,000 subscribers. The loser deletes their channel.
10,000, eh?
Jackson's got
nothing
to lose.
I'm in. Let's get this rolling.
That's nothing to Charlie. I mean.
That's a good deal.
That's like Charlie could sneeze and get that many.
Yeah.
Then there's mine.
But if he loses, more than any of us.
I think Charlie gets like 500 subscribers a day, according to Social Blade.
Jesus Christ. I lose two a day. You know, I wish that were a joke, but it's not.
Funny you should say that. We were actually looking that up. Apparently Keemstar is gaining more subs than Leafy now. Uh-oh. Leafy's losing subs.
It's almost as if someone could give a shit.
Yeah.
It's us.
Man.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
I mean, anyway, this is the next episode of the YouTube Drama Podcast.
The official Minecraft.
The official Minecraft podcast. I still like that.
Let's change. I'm sure we're going to get... I'm sure every podcast is going to get, like, a shitload of comments saying that we should call it the Jack-Off Official Podcast.
I thought that was clever.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it was
because that was
the first
planned.
Time I heard it.
Jeez. I'm kind of sad we didn't notice it the first time we put it up.
I did. That's why I put the names that way.
Jack Off.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm amazed I didn't see that. All right, Jackson, give us a viewer question to take our mind.
Alrighty, so random_9001 asks, what's your most embarrassing kink/fetish you're willing to admit? I imagine Kaya's got one.
Does Judy Hopps from Zootopia
count? Yeah, that counts.
No, because the thing is, I'm not ashamed of any of my kinks.
All right, well, what?
Why would I?
Socially, like, if you conform to society, I was going to call you Turkey, Kyle. You conform.
I don't know. I don't fuck goats.
Huh? You don't fuck goats.
I said that. Kyle didn't say that. He would never say that about Turkey.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All right, Charlie, then, I imagine.
Well, no, wait, go back to Kaya. He's got so many kinks, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's so embarrassed of them.
Kaya hasn't had normal sex in, like, decades. Even when it was, well, like, a hot girl in, like, missionary position, he'd be like, can you put on this fright wig? It's the only thing that does it for me. Pretend that you're a witch.
Just doesn't work when you don't look like the Scarecrow from Batman.
Dude, no, Scarecrow from Arkham? Oh my god, yeah. I would dick him so hard.
Oh, well, no.
Right? That guy has such hardcore cheekbones.
He was interesting in, like, the first two games. Like, he was just well-designed. And then in the third one, he got
so fucking hot. Oh, you're talking about the
games? Are you talking about Arkham Knight?
I thought you were talking about the dude in the movies. Like, dude in the movies
looks
so...
Arkham Knight Scarecrow is so fucking sexualized, and I don't know that one.
I thought he was so much better in the first game. But whatever.
But I know the one in the movie, so looks so super-duper gay. I bet he'd love it if I fucked him.
Kaya, knowing your charisma, anyone would love it if you fucked them.
I hope so. I don't know. I guess Charlie knows my kinks better than I. I cannot think of any.
Yeah, Charlie, you want to throw
that are immediately embarrassing.
Well, I mean, we heard one in the last episode. He loves to get beaten.
I mean, that's
not beaten up, just I don't want to die, but, you know, mildly adjusted kettle prod isn't too bad.
Kaya, let me ask you an actual question, and I want a real answer on this. I'm not joking. Would you want to fist fight me?
Depends on.
I don't mean like sexual or like as a joke or with the. For months.
Thank God.
No, for months now, I've just wanted to, like, go to my friends and be like, we should start a fight. And no one wants to.
That's
because they're like, who are you?
Not beating the shit out of each other, but, like, roughhousing, like, tackling each other. I'm serious.
I just want to feel like a kid again. I want to wrestle.
No.
Kaya, do you get where I'm coming from when I say this, though?
Yes, I do. Hang on, but I need to know, where you draw the line. You're, like, would we beat each other into a coma?
No. As soon as either one of us... No. It's a tap out. As soon as either one's like, no, I'm good, that's it. That's where it ends.
Oh, well, still going to be a pussy.
We're not trying to, like, contest each other. We're just having a fight.
Well, that's the point, Jackson. That's why you tap out so you don't fucking die. There's no point of being stubborn in a fight.
I knew Kaya would get it. I want to fight somebody.
You
guys do.
We knew you want to beat your mom to death, Jackson, but I don't want to die at the hands of Andrew.
When Jackson goes for that abortion punch, he's like, I hope this one kills you.
I hope this is the one that does it.
I've been trying for decades.
Knees are in the sternum.
He jumps out of the womb, which is the time hole. He's like, ha! His mom goes to the fucking doctor for babies, and the doctor's Jackson in disguise. He pulls off the mask.
Well, hello
and just
there.
Her. Hello, mom.
That wasn't very intimidating, Jackson.
Hey, that looks like you're there to help.
I like how this conversation of me liking to get flogged.
She's my mom, Kaya.
Me fighting Andrew.
Charlie, what is Kaya's fetish? Come on, give us a different one.
I mean,
why am I answering his fetishes for him?
Because you know him better, apparently.
No, apparently you seem to think that I would be ashamed of some, at least.
I never said ashamed.
Alright,
no.
Did
what?
I?
Retrofit the question then. What's just an interesting one you have?
I still want Charlie to answer. Just to see how much he knows about me as a friend.
Alright, well, Kaya, where would you draw the line?
In terms of what?
Like, what's the worst... Like, how far would you go? Like, what's the worst kind of fetish where you would draw the line?
Do you like the poopy?
Sexually?
Yeah.
I would never do anything with animals or children.
I mean...
What about poopy?
So that's illegal.
Or fat women.
Okay.
Well, no, that qualifies under animals.
Oh! Man, I like Andrew so much.
Whoa! Oh, dude, we should tell that story that we did off-podcast with the dress...
No.
It was mean, but I thought it was funny.
It is funny, but hang on, clap there, Jackson. Take out every part after this.
All right, we're in.
Yeah, that's what I wouldn't.
We're gonna be in many other times. Jackson's gonna edit it. I know he's leaving some of that in.
Just absolutely don't.
Jackson, I know
fucking what to cut, Kyle.
Now, Jackson, if you need help editing. If you need help,
Charlie's
editing,
got my panties twisted. Now I can't even properly function.
Kaya, what is one of your other fetishes?
Yes, let's get
Jesus,
back
you're really
fetishes.
Obsessed with my fetishes. You're one of them. What is your problem? Isn't that enough?
No.
I don't know.
Jackson,
I just like
what's one of your fetishes.
Yeah, Jackson.
I mean,
Jackson, you seem like you'd be the most reserved about this topic.
No, why?
I bet he's real fucked
up. You're a little.
Does it involve your mom?
Is Kaya's audio fucking chitting the bed for anyone else?
It is.
I cannot understand like a single thing you're saying when someone else.
Are you recording what you're saying though?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, still, it doesn't make for a good podcast if we can't hear.
I'll just join the call again.
All right, let's just take
the whole thing from the top.
No, we've got
no,
some.
No, dude,
got some,
we've
I
been talking
cut.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah, I can cut. Don't worry.
Okay. All right, then that's fine. Yeah.
Hello.
I've paid for the top of the gear audio editing quality programs.
Jackson, yeah, well, Jackson paid top dollar to not lift this audio to the dust.
I don't understand, Charlie. It's my money, and I'm paying for something that.
I know.
This again. I don't care.
I just care about you, man.
Jackson.
No, you don't. Don't even start that
Jackson,
shit.
Jackson, you need to calm down and tell us about your fetishes.
Yeah. Alright. I have a fetish for spending money on. Top of the Line podcast.
Oh, that explains everything.
Come on now.
And Charlie's not allowing me to pursue that.
Jackson, tell us your sexual
he's,
fetish.
He's sex shaming
paying
me.
People.
All right,
it's called kink
well,
shaming.
I don't know. As far as I'd go, I enjoy bondage. I guess BDSM.
Okay, that's a fairly tame one.
Yeah, it's fairly tame, but
like
that's
bondage?
As far that's as tame as I go, really. I mean, as far
why
as
why do
I
you
go.
Like bondage?
I don't know. I
what, how far
is this
would
a
you
psychological
go?
Question?
Know.
I thought.
Okay, what are your limits, Jackson? What are your limits? Where do you draw the line?
Blood.
But,
really?
Well, you're boring.
Wait, well, come on. Let's go back to Kaya. Kaya would be more interesting here.
Kaya's this fucking deprived pervert.
Yeah, I like how we all refer to Kaya as like this depraved sex lunatic.
I mean, Charlie pissed in a girl's
sex,
mouth.
Like...
Well, that wasn't like a fetish. I just accidentally pissed in her mouth.
It wasn't
like
okay.
We've also heard this story a billion times.
Yeah. Told it.
Yeah, I know, but it's relevant, because it's his fetish.
That was an accident, Charlie. Where do you draw the line? If someone let you do anything to them, or you would let them do anything, what would you let them do?
What would I let them do?
Either way, what is your limit?
Yeah. I said mine's bondage.
Tickling.
What?
I wouldn't want to be tickled. I think everything but tickling would be fine.
So you'd unless, let a girl shit, you'd let a girl shit on your chest, but you wouldn't let her tickle you at the same time.
I'd actually take shitting over getting tickled, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of get that because it would just destroy the mood. No one wants to fucking laugh around during that. That's just, yeah. I get Charlie, actually. Yeah.
No one wants to laugh during sex.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to just start laughing at you.
I mean, you want it to be fun.
Especially
as well,
if you're
though.
Beating her.
I mean,
what?
You want it to be fun as well, don't you? Is it something super serious to you, Kaya?
Well, I mean, it's fun if there's tears, not laughter.
All right. Shit. Andrew, how far really would you get? What's the most embarrassing kink fetish you're willing to admit?
I love short stacks.
The fuck is that?
What is that?
Small women. Not midgets, but like tiny women.
What, like five, like Charlie's mum's height?
Define not midget, but tiny.
So
petite?
Yeah. Super short, lithe, skinny,
okay.
Tiny.
How is that embarrassing?
Basically, tiny
it's
women
not.
Who are
you just
not
just asked one of my kings.
Malformed dwarfs.
I'm not...
Like, mini-human.
Okay, take a lady, make her tiny. If you
make
her a dwarf, she's too tiny.
Yeah, I get that.
That's the idea. Like, I like smaller boobies, and, like, super thin and tiny, and, like, I don't know, small ladies. Ones I can pick up and throw.
Oh, you're describing a little girl now, huh?
I mean,
back,
if I'm
back
throwing
to pedophilia,
in the
huh?
Van, then yeah.
All right. Stop. So, Kaya, would your fetish involve shrinking a woman down and then what's that fetish called where you shrink women down and then you place them inside you?
Sounds like the magic school
what
bus.
What the fuck would I know? That's not
a
my fetish.
Of, that's two different fetishes. That's macro and micro.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids syndrome.
Big. Well, no, that's two fetishes. That's macro and micro, which is big and small, and then that's vor, which is putting someone in an
yeah,
orifice.
I was thinking of vor. Does anyone have that
vor
fetish?
Eating
there are
person?
A lot of people with that fetish.
I mean, anyone here?
Oh, God, no. I think that's gross.
Kyle?
No.
Okay.
Nah.
I'm just trying
you
to...
You know what my limit is that's, like, really tame, but I hate it? I don't like feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Disgusting.
I don't know why so many people are into that shit. I don't get it either.
It's the most common fetish on Earth, and yet I think it's the fucking most disgusting thing.
I have no idea. I don't get that either. I don't. I really don't. Like, any other body part, I get it. Like, if you're into hands, okay. Why feet? It's the most non-sexual part of
the
fucking the body.
Worst.
And yeah, they are gross.
Oh my God. I hate them. I hate them to death. There's nothing good that comes from them.
Yeah, I prefer amputees.
I would rather fuck a legless girl than one with feet.
I mean, just for the novelty, yeah.
I'm not even exaggerating, because then she'd be tinier.
Charlie, you're being awfully quiet.
I can't contribute to the feet thing.
He's thinking about feet.
You like feet?
Oh, no, it's just I have nothing more to offer. It's just echoing what you guys are saying about feet.
Okay. I've given you my feet. I have nothing more to offer.
I don't know.
All right, Jackson, next viewer question.
All right.
We've been ragging on this
topic. Yeah, All right, low-priced poltergeist asks, if you had to fight someone in the group, who would you pick and why?
Kaya!
Yeah, because I'd pick Andrew, just so
well,
I'd fight someone who's actually wanting to fight. I don't want to
ambush Charlie.
Charlie,
we talked about this a while ago. The idea was that if we were in a fight, you would beat me if you kept distance, but as soon as I, like, tackle you or something, I think you're done because of the sheer height advantage.
Yeah, I think I'd be fucked if you got me in a good position. Andrew's massive.
So,
he's six six.
No, but how would Charlie keep distance between you? Like, throwing punches, like, super far away?
If I'm trying to, like, attack him, if he, like, can dodge and then hit me back, he's definitely stronger than I am. So if he can hit me, like, get in a good shot, that would probably be good.
I thought you meant...
But I think that if I can, like, tackle him or grapple him, I think after that it'd be done.
I thought you meant if he hangs back and then pulls out a gun or something.
That's how I win all my street fights. Yeah.
With my signature move, gun. But if I had to fight one of you for real, like they were like fight, I'd just fight Kaya because I think not only would it be the most fun, I think Kaya's the most willing to fight me.
I'd fight you.
I think if you're that tall, you can just do what Vladimir Klitschko does: just you use your huge arm span to just keep your opponent at distance and lightly tap them until they're just so fucking annoyed. They give up.
Oh, dude, my favorite UFC fighter in the world ever is Brock Lesnar for the sheer only reason that he's not even a good fighter. He's just such a gorilla of a man that he fucking hammers dudes with his big meaty fists until they give up. I love it. It's so entertaining to watch. He's just,
I don't really watch
his,
it.
His fighting skill is being 10 times bigger than whoever he fights.
That sounds like the... You know that controversy that kind of started when that transgender woman entered the ring and she beat the shit out of all the actual women?
Hey, Ronda Rousey.
No, she lost, actually. She got her ass kicked. Now, I don't know her name, but people were kind of pissed off. They just let a man fight a bunch of women and pummel them.
Well, I'd never heard about that. That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
She or he is a transgender woman and they want it to be, you know, not offensive, so they said, sure, you can fight women, and then he didn't beat the shit out of all the women.
Yeah, I just typed it in. Transgendered MMA fighter Fallon Fox brutalizes female opponents.
Oh my god.
That's how you get a gold medal.
I want to look this up too.
Everyone's just interested now.
She got
this is super interesting.
She got knocked out once by Ashley Evans Smith.
Damn, Ashley.
Oh, she only did 6 matches.
Ah, that's nothing.
Dude,
that's 6
Joe
victims,
Rogan.
Charlie.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure all 5 of their wins are dead now, but it's still only 6.
Well, no, if we're getting in the controversy, the most official voice on this opinion, NBC's Joe Rogan, says you're a fucking man, and apparently is not having this shit.
Yeah, well, that's real controversial.
Joe Rogan.
So wait, Rogan said, "You're the man."
She's the man.
I'm the man.
He approves.
Oh no.
I'd fight Joe Rogan,
official authority.
I'd fight Charlie.
Can we get back? Okay.
Yeah.
Charlie, who would you fight?
Oh,
I don't
explain
know whoever
what?
Wants to, I guess.
Well, me and Charlie. All right, I'll go against Charlie and Kyra and Andrew fight, and whoever wins both those fights fights each other at the end.
Or we just shake hands and laugh at the losers.
What'd you say, Andrew?
We need a double limb so there's a loser's bracket so everyone ends up fighting each other.
Welcome to the official Fight Club podcast.
Well, actually, that kind of segues into... I didn't pitch the idea because I forgot about it at the time, but one of the ideas I wanted to go on is we change the official part to something different every week for every episode.
I mean, we've basically already week done
one, that. Well, no, but like week one, we're like the official Minecraft podcast, and then week two, the official Hulk Hogan podcast. Week three, the official Cheez-Its podcast.
I mean, week two, we were the official drama, YouTube drama podcast.
Pretty much.
The podcast we just recorded would be... I don't even remember. What did we talk about?
Dreams? I don't know. Oh, it was Andrew's questionnaire.
Yeah.
That was episode 3, yeah, was the official questions.
What are your aspirations and dreams for the future?
I think that my questions were serviceable.
They got us talking. We did prepare.
Yeah, they were.
We did well.
Yeah, definitely.
I think for the most part, they were fine. Yeah. I wasn't going in, oh, they're so good, but I thought... they'd be good topics. I don't know.
Yeah, I like them. I mean, YouTube comments will hate them once they learn it was you. But I like
them. When the episode first goes up, these are great questions. And then when they find out it's me, these questions suck.
Too bad
they're
you
so loud.
I have some questions.
Yeah, always so talking loud. Over Jackson's questions.
Always laughing at himself. Oh, Andrew.
Speaking of
Jackson
questions,
mute all of our laughter anytime Andrew talks.
Yeah,
that'd be mean.
That would genuinely hurt my feelings.
I wouldn't. I'll increase the gain on our laughs, Andrew, just for you.
So it's more annoying.
Just terrible clipping and static every time I tell a joke. Just, hey guys, did you hear about it? Really ate him up inside.
Oh boy, I was only joking, but now I'm gonna have to lower that.
Exactly.
All right, Charlie.
Jackson, give us another viewer question.
The way I'm going to beat Charlie is I'm going to tell you how I'm going to beat him because I want there to be a reason for this. I'm going to beat
You're
Charlie.
You're going to travel back in time.
Yeah, punch his mom in the stomach. It's my skill.
It's
my
move.
Signature move. The old time travel trauma.
The most fearsome foe there is. Marvel's greatest creation.
Like, you said you hate tickling, right? So I just tickle you. That's it.
That'd be such a cheap shot.
Yeah, but it would work, wouldn't it?
It would work, yeah.
I'm not here to make friends, Charlie. I'm here to win fights.
By tickling. That's the only way. That's how we do it.
All right, so next question comes from...
Well, wait, Charlie, all I'd have to do to beat you is just, when we start the fight, I'd just have to do my impression of you, and then you wouldn't want to fight anymore.
It'd make me uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
How does that look? Do you just crouch down?
If there's anything
down?
I'm good at, it's making you uncomfortable.
No one does it better.
Woo! All right, moving on.
All right, so Spyronus asks, what would your wrestling team name be? Did we ask this last question, our last podcast?
Yeah, it's really similar. Let's just skip that.
It's similar.
All right. The boss asks, what's the maximum level of shit-faced you've ever been? We already know Andrew's, but let's hear some others.
Puke. That's really not that all that... I mean, it's a boring question.
Why? Did you not do anything when you were maximum shit-faced?
No.
Well, maximum shit-faced sounds like a really bad children's spin-off.
That's my wrestling team name, actually. I was just answering the other question.
Sounds like a one-shot superhero that makes fun of other superheroes.
I think the... Oh, I was going to answer it.
Yeah, answer it, yeah. That's cool.
I think, like, the first time I really drank hard was when I got the most fucked up. I imagine that's the same for most people. And I got really fucked up, and I talked in a Scottish accent for half the night, and then in a Russian accent for the rest of the night, and I called myself Alexei Vunderwolf. And oh, cool. That was about that. And then I played ping pong and fell a couple times. And that's all I remember.
That's pretty tame.
Yeah. I don't do anything wacky, like I don't start barn fires or anything like that. I just like to consider myself Alexei Vunderwolf.
What college do you go to where the rip-roaring hammered time is setting a barn on fire?
A good one. An Amish one.
at your local SeaWorld.
Who do you think has the best alcohol tolerance out of this podcast? Who drinks the
Charlie,
most?
Charlie. Not even close. Not even fucking close.
Really?
We could like drink evenly and I'll be fucking sloshing around and Charlie will be like, alright, I'm ready to get started.
So you're a real lightweight, Andrew?
No, but Charlie's just at a fucking other planet when it comes to drinking.
It is. It's unhealthy.
Kai, what about you, Kai? How much do you drink?
I'm not much of a drinker.
He's just all saying right, that because Turkey officials will storm the house.
He's like, what? Alcohol? What's that's alcohol? A sin.
No, I don't know. I just don't like drinking all that much. Or at all, really.
Well, what about you, Jackson? Because beers and drinks in like, Europe and Australia tend to be bigger.
Yeah, I hate beers. I'll never drink beer. Beer is shit. I mostly drink rum and vodka, mostly. And
well,
what?
Like, how hard do you go with that? What would you say, how much of a hard person are you?
Yeah, I'm not a lightweight. I'm probably not as bad as, well, not as good as Charlie, but...
it's bad. I would say I mean, bad.
I'm probably between you and Charlie. I'd probably be... I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm a lightweight.
No, I know,
I'm
I know,
not,
I know.
But I definitely am well...
But I go through yeah. periods of just drinking rum straight from the bottle instead of mixed.
Oh, shit.
And
damn,
just going hard. Yeah.
Not even socially, just does it in his room as he thinks of questions for the podcast.
That's actually,
he's
that's
like,
I
gotta get to sleep somehow.
I woke up
$200.
I'm done crying. I can't cry anymore tonight. I need something else.
Well, it was $200, but are you thinking... That's Australian, so it's probably like 100 American. Yeah, I didn't think of that one, Charlie, did you?
No, checkmate. You're right.
All right, so...
Still like half of Turkey's GDP.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
You tried answering this 2 episodes ago, Charlie, but then I cut you off and I feel bad. So Daniel Kong asks, what made him, so you, change his, so you, YouTube photo after so long?
I mean, it wasn't like a story. It's just I had OCD
no, I know,
for a
but
long
he,
time.
Yeah.
Was working on getting past it. Felt that was a crucial step in getting past it.
Do you feel like you've gone past it?
I do. I feel much better.
That's good.
Most of my obsessive tendencies have faded over time. So,
what was your most bizarre? What was your most bizarre obsessive?
I couldn't even label them for you. I had so many weird ones.
Really?
I've talked...
There was one that you told me that I, like, couldn't let go for a while. Do you remember that one?
Was it about, like, my masturbatory habits?
I think that was the one, yeah.
I had a bunch of different things for masturbation, my God. I was, like, taking the fucking SATs. Just, I don't know, really weird stuff.
Have you ever jerked off in class?
No. What? No, it's not like... rampant masturbation, Jackson. It's just like weird rituals I did before masturbating and during.
Unrelated question.
Yeah. Just going off on a tangent. I felt a belonging.
Okay, Jackson.
Jackson wanted to moderate, damn it. Don't shut him
do you
down.
You need assistance.
I'm halfway through a bottle of
did
rum.
Did you fall down between episodes?
That's what Jackson gets for improvising.
No, I'm just fucking asking if anyone's ever jerked off in class or known anyone that has jerked off in class, because it's a popular thing over here.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a popular thing just in grade school.
I'm pretty sure it's a popular thing where jerking off exists.
Yeah.
Alright, so Will Billy asks, what was your favorite toy as a kid?
Action Man.
Masturbation.
Yeah, my Willy.
Just my dick.
I was obsessed with G.I. Joes as a kid. I had, like, literally hundreds of the action figures, and I would just get, like, play sets of, like, pirate ships and castles and, like, army shit, and just constantly I would spend, like, hours setting them up perfectly, and then just imagine these mock battles and kill them off, and I'd do that over and over again.
Yeah, I used to do that with plastic toy soldiers. We never had G.I. Joes or anything like that over here.
Yeah, I used to and do that, too.
Did you have Action Men?
Yeah.
I mean,
I had Action Men.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I did. That was my shit.
I used to set up...
I remember his face perfectly with the fucking scar.
Oh, I didn't have any bases. I used to just buy the singles of them, and I'd set them up around the bathtub and have them do, like, this water war, and then sometimes I'd pee on them to make them fall.
See, I told you
that was Charlie's fetish.
Yeah.
I used to take mine and put them in cups of water and put them in the freezer so they'd get frozen in blocks of ice, and then I'd take them outside and shatter them on the pavement.
You monster.
And just absolutely destroy them, and then I'd be like, Mom, I need more G.I. Joes.
Well, I do that too, freeze my toys. Oh.
Yeah, everyone did it at one point because you saw that they would just explode when you broke them, and it was awesome.
I had that stupid, like, test tube movie shit in my head where I would freeze them cryogenically.
I think my logic was the G.I. Joes were suicide bombers because I'd throw them at other G.I. Joes and they'd blow up.
You guys are fucked.
Playing ISIS before it was cool.
Let's play ISIS! Yay!
ISIS was like your next door neighbor and he's just peeking over, getting ideas from Andrew.
Yeah, that guy ISIS.
Yeah, that one guy ISIS.
Stole all of his ideas from Andrew. Well,
the founder of ISIS.
Local terrorist John Isis was arrested today.
If only we could catch him. Oh.
It's like a Where's Waldo. Did anyone not answer, or should we move on?
I never really had a favorite toy, so yeah, let's move on.
You had that clock.
That, yeah. All right, I guess
good old
that was
abortion
my favorite
clown.
All right, Ethan asks, next. If any one of you guys had to drink an entire bottle of liquor in one sitting, what would you choose?
Charlie.
Damn it.
Anything besides Jaeger.
Oh, I hate Jaeger too.
Fucking disgusting. Anything. I don't care if it's fucking donkey piss and you tell me it's liquor. Jaeger is so fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I really hate Jaeger.
It's like they just melted 10 cubes of brown sugar into vodka and just, God.
Was the question, was it which one you would choose or wouldn't choose?
Would.
That's the one I wouldn't choose. Oh. Anything besides that, I don't really have a preference.
Andrew?
I mean, my favorite probably hard alcohol in the world is Siesta Key Coconut Rum.
Yeah.
Which is, like, they make it in Siesta Key, Florida, and I got it from the brewery or distillery or whatever the fuck it's called. It's delicious.
Local house.
Oh my god, it's just genuinely tasty. It's just coconut flavored rum, but I don't know what they do. It tastes absolutely amazing.
Is it spiced?
It's actually so popular. Well, no, it's so they're a rum company and they make like five kinds of rum. They do like spice, they do like different levels of quality, and then they do coconut. But the coconut rum is so popular, they have lines out the door at the distillery whenever they make it like once a month just to buy it. And whenever they ship it to stores, it's sold out within, like, 2 days.
Wow.
It's ridiculous how popular it is. And I've had it. It's delicious.
Charlie?
That's probably what I'd pick.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'd just do the Three Olives Fruit Loops vodka.
That does not sound nice.
It just tastes
like
Fruit Loops.
I remember you telling me that at some point that, what was it? Some flavored vodka was your shit.
Yeah.
Fireball?
Well, that's
well, Fireball is whiskey.
That's whiskey, but yeah.
I mean, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I think you told me basically it was because you were a cheap shot and all you did was hand out shots to girls so they would talk to you.
Yeah, I remember.
They're like, thank you.
It wasn't exclusive to girls, but yeah, back when I
once friends.
I just
not judging.
Yeah, I just wanted friends, and Fireball was so cheap, and I used to like Fireball, so I just. Bring it with me to like parties and shit, and then I'd have some, and then if anyone asked I'd give it to them, and then I'd start up a conversation. Oh, so you like rubbing alcohol too? Like, what's up?
Charlie, I think next time we hang out, for me to redeem myself, we should do shots at some point.
Or fight.
I need to prove that I'm not a little baby anymore.
Tell me when you do so I can take some shots too.
We'll coordinate it.
We'll call you from the bar and scream our directions at you.
I did jelly shots the other night. I got pretty fucked up the other night. What? Clap sync.
Dude.
I was about to clap because someone said clap sync. And so, like, instilled in my brain, like, my ears perked up. I was like, clap sync.
Jackson's trained Pavlovian.
Clap. Or, what did I say? Schrodinger? God damn it.
That's a cat. Dickhead.
Is there any questions that don't make us look like 19-year-old frat boys?
Well, I am 19, so...
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I guess then they're appropriate.
That explains so much.
Why?
I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm just kidding, but is there any questions besides how much can you drink and how much poon do you smash?
You keep saying this like I'm the one choosing these questions. I mean, I am choosing these questions.
No, I'm not blaming you, Jackson. I'm just asking if our viewers have sent you anything fun.
That's on the application to the local fraternities.
All right, this one doesn't involve any alcohol, unless, I mean, it could. Grant asks, do you have any obscure talents you'd like to share?
I'm right-handed, but I can really jerk off only with my left. I don't know if that's a talent.
Because it feels like someone else, right?
No. Just my right one feels like someone else, and I hate it. I can do nothing with my left hand.
Get away from me.
I could not hold a spoon and guide it to my mouth with my left hand, but I'm a professional jerk-offer with my left hand for some reason. It just specializes in jerking me off only. That's the only thing my left hand can do.
That sounds like
the
plot
to the... I
don't know if
that's a skill or... Huh?
I was going to say, that sounds like the plot to the next Spike Lee movie.
The Wandering Hands.
An emotional tale.
One, though.
Like, there's the climactic scene is when he's talking to his coach, and he's like, "Coach, my left hand isn't working." And he goes, "You've got a right." Also, my special talent is making conversations really awkward.
Yeah, this is sad because I cannot think of anything.
One Turkish boy's struggle between left and right.
I don't
know. ESPN
but Dad,
30 for 30.
I just don't know what's right and what's left.
I like that one.
You'll notice that all you got left is the right. Alright, go on.
Charlie, what's your obscure talent?
I guess just magic tricks.
What the fuck? That's
oh yeah,
that
was that
one
is an
Charlie
obscure
told
talent.
Me
once he was gonna carry around a card deck of playing cards. I remember specifically Charlie asked me, "Hey Kai, I'm thinking of a gimmick that I could be that guy, you know, maybe this could be my niche. I could be the guy with the playing cards." Thank
Dave,
fucking
huh?
God I was there to put an end to that before it began. Charlie was about to be the guy with the playing cards
that never gets played.
Every girl loves that. Every girl loves saying, "Yeah, I give that guy with the playing cards a blowy."
Yeah, he was super awkward at first, but then when he pulled that five from behind my ear, I had to fuck him.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, and that was in all seriousness. Oh shit, I do remember that. That was sad. What a dark period. Rest in peace, freshman year of college.
Oh god, Charlie.
Yeah, it was so rough.
Intro to magic.
Don't do that. Goddamn.
Did you say your talent, Andrew? Oh yeah,
I can instantly lose friends. what qualifies as a talent? I don't know. I just do shit. I guess I have a really, really strong memory. I don't know.
I have a shit memory. I forget what happened.
I tend
yesterday.
To like memorize and remember stuff both really quickly and like really obscurely. Like, I can remember details of stuff that people don't even begin to think about.
The invitation on Brandon Fraser's website for his art gallery, what year was it dated to?
2004.
No.
Wrong.
Damn it. I was close to it.
I do remember when you started up the website, there was a high-speed version, and they asked you to get Flash 7. And
yeah, you're
you
right.
Yes, he said, "I'm warning you, it's high bandwidth," and then you can click in there anyway.
Fantastic memory.
I remember it's a bunch of snapshots that look unrelated to Brendan Fraser.
No, not the gallery. He had an invitation page for an art gallery in real life.
I never looked at the invitation
page. Yeah, so he had an art gallery. So he was a photographer. Charlie, you told me that he wasn't.
No, it wasn't his website, turns out.
What? Yes, it was.
Oh.
Nope.
What?
Someone pointed it out. Someone put it on Twitter. It's not his website. It's the photographer who just worked with Brendan Fraser.
He owns BrandonFraser.com.
Yeah, what? Yeah. What the fuck?
He really capitalized on that market.
It's like if I owned your channel because we're friends.
Yeah, what? It really makes sense. Confusing.
That's what I heard. Wow.
Do you think he's more famous now than Brendan Fraser?
No, because who the fuck is that?
No. No, but when you Google the web page, it's his web page. I mean, technically, you're browsing his shit, not Brandon's.
Yeah, but Brandon's getting the recognition for that fantastic website.
All right. What else you got, Jackson?
Moving on.
Not judging you.
Red Miss 1995 asks, if you had to be in a porno together, what kind of porno would it be, and what would you call it, and who would you choose to be your wingman?
Oh, man.
I added in that last little bit because I wanted someone to say me.
It would be called Four Guys Fucking Five, and I think it'd be self-explanatory.
We fuck a five-year-old.
Yeah.
That's more Jackson. Editing work for you, Jackson.
No, it's not. I pay the bills around here, I get to choose what I keep in.
You overpaid the bills around here. Jackson, you're the kind of guy where, like, when the serviceman comes to your house for the bill, you're like, here's your bill, and here's a little something extra for you.
I mean, yeah.
Tip.
Charlie, you're probably the most qualified to answer this.
Why am I the most qualified to answer
it? I forgot the question.
Well, not only that, but I remember we were talking seriously once. We were like, if we meet one chick who wants to get double-teamed, are you in? And you were like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd be in, but it's not like I could think of a title for it. It's not like I would be like, all right, look, we're going to call this plowing the Conjuring of Connecticut or something.
Connecticut.
I don't know. I'd get a fat chick and have her, like, steamroll the three of you while I fuck someone who's actually attractive.
So we just lie down and she rolls over us?
Pretty much, yeah, it gives you the Voltaire's Angry Glove. I don't know.
What the fuck is the Voltaire's Angry Glove?
You know those long gloves they used to inseminate pigs?
Oh, yeah.
You take one of those, you dip it in glue, and then you sprinkle some sand and glass shards on it, and then you just fist someone.
Well, it sounds lovely.
Thanks for including us, Kyle.
That'd probably be where I draw the line.
That's Charlie's fetish. I'm sad that you guys didn't open up about your fetishes. I was expecting some really fucked up shit.
What kind of people do you take us for, Jackson?
Jackson, I'm sorry. Is there something wrong with sexuality? Like, what? It sounds like you got some repressed stuff, man. Do you have any, like, clown-based trauma you want to talk about?
We learned a lot about Jackson today.
And no one else.
Next
question!
Oh Shit asks, do you guys have a schedule for this?
Well, that's...
That's just a general question. That's not a podcast.
That was the worst question you've asked us yet.
Here's a hint.
This
is episode 4, so maybe you can connect the dots and look at the pattern in terms of days uploaded.
Do you guys want to discuss this?
Let's have a little. No, I want you to edit this out.
No.
This is really bad.
To answer the question, Andrew, we upload Tuesday, 8 p.m., Standard Eastern Time?
Don't bother, Charlie's gonna fuck that time up anyway, sooner or later.
8 p.m.
Just say this is gonna be weekly.
8 p.m.
That's a lot safer.
The way I described it is PM. Tuesday is our goal, that's all I can really
Charlie's gonna 8 be PM's like that.
Our goal.
Wait, that was today?
Yeah.
That file?
Oh, for sure. Oh.
Charlie?
Charlie, I'm gonna text Charlie every Tuesday and remind
him. At 8 p.m. No, 7:30 p.m.
No. No, I'm going to text him at like 2:30 so he might read it.
Charlie, did you schedule that one last week? The first episode? So you just uploaded it. You didn't.
Yeah.
There's a feature that you can as soon as I send
the sounds ridiculous. Jackson, it sounds like hocus pocus.
He paid for it.
I paid for that feature for you, Charlie. Please use it. I sent YouTube the bill.
Next fucking question, please.
No.
Are these from the... Where are these from, Jackson? The website, the Reddit, or what?
Just everywhere.
It's being talked about on all forums.
It's the news on the street.
Some guy came up to me and said, do you guys have a schedule for this? And I promised him we'd answer it.
Instead of answering him on the spot.
That's a really heavy promise. You should have been careful about that.
That's a really asshole thing to do. You can find out if you watch. We'll answer it there. Now leave me alone.
But he's like, but when?
That's what we did for like 3 episodes with the question about how we met. Just keep watching.
So how did Charlie and Kaya met? Actually, no. Episode 2 is gonna be called "How Charlie and Kaya Met."
How I met.
I'm still
Kaya.
For Max Vader. Something really. That is just the best name.
I'm gonna be real. I do not think "How Charlie and Kaya Met" is a good title. I think it's boring.
I've already met.
I genuinely don't care.
I like whatever we came up with, like Max Vader or whatever.
Oh, that is just so cool.
I mean, yeah, but whatever.
But that's just my feedback on the greatest podcast of all time.
Jackson already reserved the fucking ads on the newspapers. Paid for the ad space.
ask your questions.
That's where most of the $200 went.
Mail your questions to this address and we'll read them.
Set up a P.O. box and everything.
Send me gifts. Send me gifts, please.
Just the however you can spend the most money possible.
He bought a billboard. Tune in, the official podcast.
He puts in parentheses, "I'll pay for your shipping."
Why are you guys making fun of me for putting so much passion into this?
Because it's really funny.
He's just gonna stop it all. He's gonna be
Jackson
Comic
shows
Sans
up
from
on
now
good,
on.
He shows up on national news in an interview.
I got a spot on Oprah. I brought her back from the dead.
He's got a suit and tie on. Yes, I'm here to promote my new podcast.
The official podcast. We're up to episode 5. Charlie will probably lose interest by episode 9.
Jackson pays $5 million to get a 30-second Super Bowl ad.
Tired of the same boring podcast? Tune in.
It's just him in a blank room writing checks out to people. Please mail in your podcast.
I'll pay you to watch.
Or he gets corrupt out.
How much for you to watch? Money is no object. Name any fuck.
I'm paying
for
all
every
the top
like you
Thailand
leave,
YouTube.
Jackson's
YouTube
gonna
files.
Donate $1 to pandas.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Well, that's where he draws the line.
To panda hunting groups, maybe.
Hey, money into the podcast is good, but charitable donations, what's wrong?
Jackson, I don't think there's panda hunting groups in fucking Zeus where there's only like. Isn't there, like, only 6 pandas on the fucking planet anymore?
Well, they should be easy to kill, then. I won't have to pay much.
I like how Jackson thinks. Yeah, for real, why don't we just get it over with and kill those ungrateful shits?
That's true. Well, apparently, yeah, so apparently pandas are assholes. Like, every zoo in the world hates them.
Yeah, because they
why?
Don't fuck.
Why are we paying for pandas?
And they're temperamental.
We've got starving podcasts that need to be funded.
Charlie's just yucking it up.
I really enjoyed that one. That gave me a hoot.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
Jackson, new question, please.
Can you just keep talking? I'm looking.
Can you even imagine like the other things Jackson could have spent that money on besides overpaying?
How much,
like
what's
like
our
food
total here for money? What's our monetary total here? How much did you spend?
I don't feel comfortable disclosing that on air.
See, if you don't feel comfortable disclosing it on air, then you fucked up.
He probably,
I mean,
like,
that's all there is to it.
He probably patented the Skype official podcast technology we're using here. Clap syncing, trademarked.
Look, I probably over-exaggerated. It was probably closer to 140.
That's
Australia dollars.
That's with website hosting... That's it.
You're just pulling a Charlie now.
No, that's with...
Oh, no, he wasn't really my friend, no.
That's that's with website hosting, the domain. The domain cost a bit because it was official.
The Christmas cards.
The Christmas
the office party.
The Christmas special. We got
the weekly get-togethers.
Have an official Merry Christmas.
I contacted all the cinemas to display our advertisement before the Rogue One premiere.
Have an official Merry Christmas. I like
Kaya,
that.
That sounds fucking depressing. You sound like a boss who's trying to connect with his coworkers.
I do.
Yeah. Hello,
no,
fellow.
Kaya's
children.
Official Merry Christmas.
Here's your official bonus. $2.
It's this little card. Alright, next question, Jackson. Come on.
Alright, Claudie asks, is Hot Feed or something similar to it coming back?
Oh, fuck.
We have Splash TV, you idiot.
For all your needs. We haven't done a Splash TV in a while.
Yeah, it's just as dead as Hot Feed at this point.
They don't know that. I mean, Hot Feed was the pinnacle of entertainment when I was the only one doing anything for it for like 2 weeks.
It was like a week. That shit went down that week for yeah, both all of us me went and through, Charlie.
Yeah, both of us went through a really, really rough time.
I kept saying to you guys, do you guys care if I put up this article? And we're, but,
we're both crying.
No, Andrew, I don't care. Just put anything up.
Just do it.
Just put anything at all.
I think I was paying for that hosting as well, by the way.
Well, Charlie, we had an idea for a video series that was kind of like that, where we would like try to get celebrities to actually respond. Do you remember that?
I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, I had that idea. As
well. I think we should do something like that. I think that still has potential.
We called,
we could do it right here on the podcast.
Yeah, we called Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, fuck you, Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, Tom Cruise, you fucking white tooth fuck.
Don't worry, guys.
Leave a comment.
I'll pay top amount so that this message gets to them.
You mail it to Tom Cruise's estate.
Urgent.
And then the Scientologists just stalk you.
You'd be in just as much danger as Kai at that point.
He's got money.
Actually, no. Have you guys seen the new documentary Louis Theroux did on the Scientologists? They're a bunch of fucking pussies.
I want to see it, but I haven't got around to it.
So long. All I've heard about these Scientologists is what giant wackos they are and how they ruin people's lives, but all they did in that fucking film was just stand around and film people.
It would be kind of fun to fuck around.
That
with
was
them.
It. I would jack off fight? Just in front of him. I'd fucking come on him. What are you gonna do? How
who
is that scary?
I mean, they're trying to ruin fight. People's lives. They're trying to, like, record incriminating shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be hard when I give him a fucking bukkake. It's gotta be my life ruined.
Local man Kaya, Bukkake's top Scientologists.
I'd watch that.
So to answer your question, Hot Feed isn't coming back.
Doofus.
The dream is dead at this point, I guess.
Yeah. Trekkie, we'll have one quick last question. Trekkie Girl asks, what are some highlights / unknown games of the year that you guys enjoyed? So they had to be released this year.
Soma, I think, went really under the radar.
No, it didn't. I heard so much shit about Soma.
Yeah, but afterwards, like, it really didn't get even a fraction of the attention that Amnesia got.
Yeah.
I mean, it really died. All the hype died down in the first week, I think.
Did you really enjoy it?
A shame. Yeah, I really liked it.
The
story. I mean, you have to like story shit if you want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But in terms of games that just were kind of forgotten, I think that one is kind of a shame, yeah.
This game had this year had a lot of, like, artificial intelligence, like, media.
Oh, yeah, out the ass, holy shit, much AI bullshit, but I really think Soma did, it had a really original story.
Yeah,
it wasn't the usual AI goes bad and evil and tries to kill humans shit that the Avengers said. I like that a lot.
I mean, if you boil Westworld down to the like bare minimum, that's basically.
I agree. Yeah, Westworld is also really good. Yeah,
I meant like
Westworld,
the
funnily.
Yeah, go on.
Huh? No, you go on.
I was gonna say if you boil it down to like the bare minimum, it's basically a story of how AI turns against humanity.
Yeah, but it still has that. It's cleverly done, though. It's more of how AI becomes human, which is starting to become a really huge topic these days, but.
Yeah, no.
What I really liked about it is how it surprised me all the nudity, which I usually hate nudity in films and movies because I think it's just such a cheap trick to get all the virgin neckbeards interested. Yeah, it wasn't like Game of Thrones where it just tits for the sake of having tits on screen.
Yeah, it wasn't gratuitous.
I was actually surprised that it fit into the fucking story, yeah. All right. Enough about us. What about you,
Andrew?
Guys?
Hatred is my favorite game in the world.
Moving on, Charlie.
No, okay.
No.
I thought you were serious, alright.
I think it came out last year, because I play, like, everything on a backlog. So I think it might have been last year or this year or whatever. Lisa is one of the best fucking games I've ever played in my entire life.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, neither.
It's a $10 RPG on Steam, but it has the best writing I've ever seen in a game, and it's fucking hilarious, and the soundtrack is incredible.
Did you write it?
Did I what?
Did you?
Oh, I wish. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Hey. No. It's like $10 on Steam, and it's worth Oh god, I've played it twice, and it's phenomenally great. And the problem is that like its limelight was kind of taken by Undertale.
Yeah,
because they're slightly similar, but the themes and characters of it are vastly different. Some people say that like Undertale or Lisa is Undertale for big boys, because it deals with it's a little more mature, but it's well written
for big boys.
It's hitting the big boy audience.
Yeah, we've got them ages 8 to 10, sir. But the writing in it is fantastic, and it's one of the few games I thought was genuinely really funny. It's on Steam. I cannot recommend it enough.
Well, if Andrew thinks it's funny, it's probably pretty funny.
Yeah, and you also nailed the not having heard of it part. Yeah. Never heard of it.
I was doing Christmas gifts for the past couple days, and I would do a lot of Steam wish lists, and anyone who had that wish listed, that was my first go-to. I'll buy this for you. Huh. It's I cannot recommend that game enough. Charlie, go ahead.
I don't know. I didn't play many games for very long this year. I think the game I put the most hours to this year really was Ace of Seafood, which is that game where a bunch of fish and try and take over the ocean.
Yeah.
Is that on Steam? That sounds cool.
Yeah, a lot of
In terms of just, I mean, did you like genuinely like it or?
Fun. No, like I liked it. It was fun. I mean,
it's a good game actually.
Yeah, it was enjoyable to play. It's got a lot of flaws, but it was fun to play. I enjoyed that. I didn't really play any big AAA games though that I was just amazed at.
Charlie,
huh?
Did you see?
To be fair, sorry.
Did you see the new Mass Effect Andromeda gameplay?
No, I didn't. I've given up on that series.
Oh, wow. Okay, I thought you said you were excited about it a few months ago.
Where are you getting this info from? You thought Watchmen was my favorite movie that I've never even seen?
Yeah, right.
Think I was excited about Mass Effect?
I don't know. I'm confusing you with the other YouTuber I know.
How about you? What's your game?
Startopia. All right, that'll do it for this week.
I want a serious answer out of you, Jackson.
Whoa, wait.
You're
a serious answer, too.
Always goofing around.
Having a bit of a gaff.
While Jackson thinks, Charlie, your favorite movie in the world is James and the Giant Peach, right?
Yeah, that's me. I haven't seen that one either.
No, wait. Actually, I want to test my knowledge of Charlie. Charlie's favorite movie is... Oh, I know what this is.
It should be very easy.
It should, and I feel fucking stupid for not remembering it. It's a cartoon, right?
No.
Fuck.
Over one.
Oh, God. I know what this is. Kaya, give me a hit.
I have no idea.
Wait. Are you talking about favorite movie?
Charlie's favorite movie. He's told me this like twice, and I can't remember.
It's gonna be a superhero movie.
Charlie, give me a hit.
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, The Mummy. Fuck. Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. Yep. Okay.
I thought it is a superhero movie. You're right.
It's The Mummy. I knew it was like a kid friendly kind of thing.
I swear it was Watchmen, but whatever.
It's what?
Okay. I didn't really play any obscure games. I've seriously thought Oddworld was an obscure game.
Nah.
I've never heard of anyone talk about it, so...
It had its... when it first came out, and that time around it was huge.
Yeah, what, 1997?
I mean, I played it as a kid when it came out.
Yeah, so did I, but... I guess, yeah, whatever. You don't hear about it much these days, and did you see that they brought out a remaster of it? Like, completely redone? Not even like a remaster, just like a full-on remake.
They censored some of it, though.
Did they? What did they censor?
One of the logos of the food is like the aliens with their heads impaled on sticks, and they changed it for the remaster. Like, completely redid it.
I mean, that's kind of stupid, but whatever. Alright, well, let's just end it there. We've gone long enough talking about nonsense.
We're going to need to find ways to not just rely on questions, because we're going to run out of them soon.
Yeah.
Well, what would you suggest?
Use a plot randomizer generator or something.
I don't know.
That sounds fun.
All right. We can all come to a potluck. We'll bring our own thing to talk about.
I guess our suggestion, I mean our question to the audience is, what should we do to fill in the gap between questions? you that's guys
asking them
that are still going.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Do you guys have any
that's
questions?
Dumb.
Well, do you guys have any questions?
You wanted to make sure that was on air.
Get this on record, Jackson.
All right, we're ending there. Thanks for watching. This was the fourth episode of The Official Podcast. Go to www.theofficialpodcast.com for links to our SoundCloud, our iTunes, and anything else that's important. We'll see
could
you next
you just
week.
Record that once and append it to every podcast so we don't have to sit through it.
Please.
Well, you guys are dicks.
This is so awkward. I mean, it's bad for him too. He has to repeat it every time.
That's true.
Be sure to watch Penguin Zero on YouTube.
Penguin Z0. Yeah,
with his hilarious 98 Koshin baseball commentary.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Kill me.